Laura Barra joins me now for our series on spring cleaning and revamping your home. Laura is the best-selling author of Gaff Goddess and Decor Galore. She's wild about DIY and devoted to upcycling. And she wants to help you with your cleaning conundrums and interior inquiries and indeed your exterior enhancement. I just added that in because today she's tackling outdoor spaces, no matter how big or how small. Good afternoon, Laura Barra.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, good. We don't call them gardens anymore. They're outdoor spaces.
Of course, because I don't know if many people have access to a garden anymore.
Well, I think the majority of people do. That's the statistics. Anyway, great to talk to you again. Well, we start with garden furniture. Right, okay. What's available out there and what should people go for?
So I think what a lot of people forget when it starts to get a bit warmer is to think about themselves rather than go straight into thinking about the price. And people often come away with a bistro set, you know, the wee table and the two chairs.
Right.
So what you need to think of first is the users, so how many people, and the use in your outdoor space. So for example, are you going to be sitting out reading? Are you going to be sunbathing? Are you going to be dining? And then think about how you're going to need to sit when you're doing those things.
Right.
Because if you're buying a metal chair that with no arms and no seat cushioning, reading in that for a long time is going to be uncomfortable. And that's what's going to help you have furniture that you'll keep with you for a long time. The things that are out there, it's usually wood, metal, plastic or rattan is massive in Ireland. It's basically like a man-made cane, because cane is huge in countries with like better weather.
Yes.
But in the UK and Ireland, we can't really indulge in that because it'll get mouldy. So what we use instead is the woven rattan. But what you've got to be careful about is there's three types. There's PU PVC, which is plastic. And then there's PE, polyethylene, which is a resin. I would always try and go for the resin if your
More
budget
expensive.
Can allow it. More expensive, but buy nice or buy twice.
Buy nice or buy twice. I love it. I'm going to get a t-shirt with that on it. Buy nice or buy
Do
twice. So what happens to the plastic PU, PVC stuff then?
It's not usually by nature due to its composition UV resistant. So it will fade, but also it'll dry out and snap. Now, listen. Every girl is on a budget. So if that's what you can afford, what I would do is try and make sure during the winter you're keeping it covered. And in the sun, I would always cover it as well during the strongest sun hours if you can. Then if you do snap them, you can buy new lengths online and just thread them in yourself.
Right.
Rather than leaving, because what you'll often notice is they'll snap on the arms and at the lower ends from being dragged. And you can basically end up getting rid of the whole thing instead of just replacing them. Just weave them in. There's loads of tutorials on line for it.
So PE is more desirable, more expensive.
Yeah, and like I've got a full section of this in Decor Galore for the outdoor area if you forget these bits, but just think PE, polyethylene. Usually if she's made of it, she'll shout about it on the tag and on the online description.
Okay, what about people who've some garden furniture that's looking the worst for wear, say wood, metal, that sort of thing?
It can all be saved. A lot of times you'll look at something and think the state of that, I can't believe I'm going to have to sit in that for the summer.
Oh.
Rust, that's your issue. Vinegar, Queen V, she'll get rid of that for you. If you can't soak, usually it's the feet that have rust on them. You can sit them into lunch boxes of 50-50 water vinegar. Or if it's an area that can't be dipped, just soak a cloth in it and wrap it around it overnight and you'll be able to take the rust off. If it's wood and you don't live for the greying of the wood, you can get wood treatments that will brighten it back up. Just clean everything down before you do it as well. A lot of people will start working on it without cleaning it and then you get dust stuck in the treatments. Plastic is one thing that I think people shouldn't throw out. Plastic furniture is making a big comeback anyway, but now it's much more common in most DIY stores to be able to buy plastic furniture paint and sprays, and you can really go for it. Like you can go back to whites, etc., or you can do like bright pink plastic chairs and a bright yellow table, and you can bring a bit of new lease of life, especially if you're going secondhand as well. Buy the stuff that has a bit of damage, get it cheaper and fix it yourself.
Right. Of course, the best time to buy garden furniture is September.
Yeah, like, and truly. And then also, actually, I bought my last set in February because they come back out for a little dip after Christmas. And then it's usually stock from the previous season. And also, it's kind of like Christmas decorations will come in at a random time as well when people are clearing out stock rooms for the new season.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we said you were coming on. We've a number of questions for you. Darren was on. He says, my side patio is a sun trap, but WIP, work in progress. Any ideas on how to spruce it up? Basic furniture is all we have.
Well, there's nothing wrong with basic furniture because if it's working for you and doing the job to make you enjoy the space and with colour, if you choose. Otherwise, I would always go for something natural that doesn't need to be stored during the winter. So flowers and plants are an amazing way to spruce. I also love an indoor-outdoor rug. For example, we've got one that goes out in the summer and in the winter.
Right.
And it's UV resistant. It's stunning. It's leopard print and palm. How can you go
wrong?
An
indoor-outdoor rug. That's a new one on me. Right.
Honestly, they're so good. Especially if you have little kids as well. Not that I have one, but like friends of mine with small children. They're great if they're outdoors because they're on a soft surface as well. And they can stay outside. But it can bring some really bright colour. If you're into like a boho look, you can go for that. Whatever you want. But indoor-outdoor rugs are fab. And they can be rolled up and thrown into a cupboard then during the winter.
And is that what they're called? If you go into
you just type in indoor outdoor rug. They're usually a flat weave. They're easy to clean. They're easy to vacuum, but they can just add so much colour and they don't take up that much space, you know.
Sounds like a great idea. Any advice for keeping people warm in the back garden? I lose the sunlight at around 6 o'clock, but would still like to entertain. Unfortunately, no matter how sunny the day is, it's cold in the shade in Ireland. What's the best investment for some heat out the back? Asked Siobhan in Waterford.
Siobhan is on the same page as me, thinking of guests so she can entertain all the time. So what I used to have was a fire pit. They're amazing if you have the space and you're in a safe enough space to do so, because you can just keep them going all night. You can also use them to cook a few bits on as well. If you don't want to do fire, you can use a patio heater. However, we all know now things are way more expensive to run. So you can look out for these little solar powered heaters, or you can look for solar powered energy supply, basically, that you can put out during the day and then it'll heat your heater.
So they're solar powered. All right. Okay. So you can get those now.
They're still developing like really good ones. A lot of them are hooked up to a small little solar powered energy box, basically. Or you can get wall mounted ones. But what I would be looking at is how much they cost to run per hour. Almost every brand that's worth buying will have the charge per hour. Just do a little quick calculation.
Okay.
And that one that's going to make you look at your friends going, this is costing me $250.
Okay, Siobhan. That's Siobhan in Waterford. James in Sligo. I have some decking which I think has never been painted or stained. It's about 8 years old now. I'm not very handy, so what is the easiest way to give them a paint or a varnish?
The good news is you can do this in a day and you don't even have to be good at it. So if it's in absolute state, you'll need to use a cleaning treatment first. You can get these, they're usually by Ronseal, who I'll happily recommend. I don't normally do brands, but they're actually quite solid. They'll do a cleaning product that you can clean the whole thing down with. Then you'll treat it with this product that brightens it. You leave it on. Now do it in small areas, because this kind of stuff is really slippy. You don't want any accidents. So just do it small bits at a time. You leave it on and then you kind of brush it off. You can use a soft brush and it brightens it up so much. And it's not expensive and you don't have to do it often if you treat it then afterwards.
Okay. Chloe, hi Laura, can you advise me on how to get rid of mold spores and rust stains from garden furniture cushions? I've tried direct sunlight and washing powder 3 times, no use on the little black spores. Where does Laura buy the vinegar she mentions in her previous segments on the show? Thanks, Chloe.
Oh, I just love talking about vinegar. This is amazing. So I usually go to the cleaning section because it's not going to be as expensive.
Could you say that again, Laura? We just lost you for a millisecond there. Go on.
Sure. It was the excitement, I bet. So I usually buy my vinegar in the cleaning section in large supermarkets. It's distilled white vinegar, same as the one that you'll put on your chips, but it's just man-made in a lab. So you can buy it in larger quantities, unlike kind of the other cider vinegar. Right.
And can you put it on your chips? No, not recommended.
Yeah, happily. I mean, I'm not the one in the cleaning section,
because
it is a bit stronger. But basically, what you'll use this for, it'll get rid of mold and rust. So when you put anything with mold into the sunlight, you will kill the mold spores, but you won't take away the mold stain.
Uh-huh.
They're two separate issues. So it's amazing that she's put it in the sun, because she's killed whatever's living that's going to kind of grow the mold. But what you want to do is, you can add vinegar to a wash. I prefer to just treat it directly. I used to live in quite a damp house and it got onto some vintage dresses. This worked to treat. You'll just soak it in the bath. I would just fill the bath up just about a fifth and then a couple of cups of vinegar in there and leave them soak in it. It's going to basically work into that mold stain and then you'll be able to wash as normal. When you wash, use a fabric detergent that is a bio detergent, because it's got enzymes in it that will also eat into that, because it's caused by something natural which enzymes love to chomp through. With the rust, I would get vinegar and bicarb and add them to the stain. They'll create a little fizzing kind of, you'll see it, a reaction, and that should work into the rust as well and remove it. It'll basically loosen it from the fibres, but you're going to use two parts vinegar, one part bicarb.
Maeve has been on. She says, we always say buy cheap, buy often. So there, you can use that one as well. Laura the Barra, thank you very much. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
There she goes, the gaff goddess. That's it from us. Catherine will be with you tomorrow. I'll talk to you on Monday. Sarah and Cormac are on with Drive Time. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.